weeks, our outreach collection will go to benefit the New Hampshire Faithful Democracy. And tell us about it. I'm very happy to welcome back a good friend of ours. Those of you who were here, and many of you were, during from 2000 to 2002, remember our seminary intern, Emily Burr, and then we had her ordination service here. About a year after she completed her internship, she's now serving the part-time, the UU congregation in Andover, New Hampshire, and is also working with this organization, New Hampshire Faithful Democracy. So we thought, what better person to introduce this to you for our outreach collection for the next 3 weeks. Emily, it's great to have you. Great to have you back with us.
Thank you. I jumped at the chance when Pam Kelly asked me to come and speak to you about New Hampshire Faithful Democracy today. Some concerned New Hampshire Unitarian Universalists, with the help of the New Hampshire Vermont District staff, started New Hampshire Faithful Democracy in 2004 with the goal of building a statewide, congregationally based legislative network to support issues that exemplify our UU principles and values and make them more visible in the public square. Our first project in the fall of 2004 was a voter empowerment project. We helped register students on campuses, we drove people to polls, we phoned people to help remind them to vote on election day. Then, while the state legislature was in session in January through June of 2005, we established a statewide advocacy network for which we had the key contact person in 24 congregations, 22 here in New Hampshire and 2 that are over the border in Vermont. Working with other nonprofits, we believe are aligned with our principles, such as the New Hampshire Council of Churches, the American Friends Service Committee, the Women's Lobby and Citizens Alliance. The steering committee chose 3 issues on which to concentrate our efforts. Last year, the issues were chosen to help us build stronger relationships with those allies. We worked on the federal Social Security, working with the AFL-CIO. We worked to try and increase minimum wage in New Hampshire, working with New Hampshire Women's Lobby and New Hampshire Council of Churches. We also advocated for eliminating smokestack emissions, contribute to mercury poisoning, global warming, and climate change. And with that, we worked with the New Hampshire Environmental Coalition. We are serving as an incubator, working with the Unitarian Universalist Association and the Service Committee. We're leading the way with California, who started ahead of us, and 8 other states who are just beginning to develop an advocacy network. This fall, the steering committee rewrote our mission statement and realized that we needed a better process that will foster deeper, more integrated social justice programming within congregations and better, more democratic ways to invite whole congregations into the process of choosing the focus issues for the year for statewide legislative action. This year, we are holding cluster meetings in November and December, and some of them have already happened, with a possible retreat in January to decide on issues and discuss a process using congregational social justice empowerment workshops as an integral part of the process for choosing issues. For future years, the steering committee is going to recommend that each church hold an annual social justice workshop and celebratory worship service. The workshop will be a chance for each congregation to look at their own work and in the process recommend 1 to 3 issues for statewide action. There'd be a statewide event to choose the issues to concentrate on during that year's legislative session. In April of this coming year, 2006, Nashua Church is going to model one of these workshops, with other churches invited to send observers here so that they can learn how to do it. So you're going to teach the rest of us. If you have any interest in finding out more about New Hampshire Faithful Democracy, who we are, what we've accomplished already, and our hopes for the future, please check out our website, which is www.NewHampshireFaithfulDemocracy.org. If you'd like to join the steering committee or become more deeply involved, please speak to either me or Adrian George, who's here somewhere, there he is, at the coffee hour after the service. Well, that was the background information. Now we come to the really important part of why I am here today. You've generously offered to donate the money from your collections from today and the next 2 weeks to New Hampshire Faithful Democracy. The Unitarian Universalist Funding Panel has awarded us a $7,500 matching grant in support of our activities. So any money we receive from you will be matched by this grant. A network cannot be a network without connections. We must communicate with each other to have a strong network. We will use your donation and the matching money to continue to grow our database, maintain our website, send out mailings, and pay our part-time organizer, Pam Kelly, who spoke to you here in September. New Hampshire Faithful Democracy will be able to continue to be a compelling voice of liberal values in our state with your help. Unitarian Universalists are not a large voting bloc, but we UUs have a history of making a difference that far outweighs our numbers. You can help us do that here in New Hampshire by giving generously of your dollars today and of your time when you're invited to participate in New Hampshire Faithful Democracy activities. I'd like to read you the mission statement we developed this summer. New Hampshire Faithful Democracy seeks to build a social justice advocacy network in New Hampshire. We are committed to strengthening justice work within congregations and building links with interfaith partners and progressive organizations in order to effectively witness and advocate our Unitarian Universalist values in the public arena. Please reach deep into your pockets and help us accomplish this mission of change in our state and our country.
Now, to support the work of the New Hampshire Faithful Democracy, we will receive our morning offering.